Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Your Friday edition of the Rush Hour. What a beautiful day. Beautiful day here in South Australia. I love this place. I fair dinkum love this place. And I love this man that's coming up very, very shortly. But here is the boss of the AFL.
Today, I want to announce that our AFL competition is returning. From Monday, all clubs will return to training. And all AFL clubs will resume full contact training a week later on May 25. Our 2020 AFL Premiership season will resume on Thursday, June 11.
And there was the robot, Gil McLaughlin. Let's say hello to a big man that we love dearly, and I love him. Every time I see this young man, Bernie Vince joins us. G'day, buddy.
G'day, mate. Big man. Okay, that's a new way to describe.
You're a giant. You're a giant in the industry.
Big in stature or big in
Giant. Just in presence.
Giant
did
now.
Did you play golf today?
Well, I played golf, Jazz, for the first time in 3 months.
Get around him, Adelaide.
Loved it. I put a little story up on my Instagram if you want to go and have a look. That was all for you too, by the way. You asked me to do
I'm very
that.
Proud. So, you've had a shave too. You shaved your noggin.
I did. Had a little, just closened it a little bit.
Is this for the golf day?
Number two. Yeah, just to freshen up. You got to feel good to play good, Jazz.
Yeah, good call.
So I thought, you know what? Whipped it off. It was 5 degrees this morning though. Very cold.
Chilly. Now, what are some of the key points you've taken out with the big announcement today, young man?
Yes. Took some key points out of this. So I'll just repeat a couple that he said. But the start date. Start date, Thursday, June 11, which we reported this week, Jazz. So training will start Monday for the clubs.
Yep.
Contact training to commence 25th of May, which is a week or Monday week away. Yep. So that gives each team 3.5 week training blocks before the matches start. So players will train in maximum groups of 8 until the contact starts. AFL will release the remaining 144 game schedule, including finals, in blocks of 4 to 6 weeks, Jazz. So that's in order to maintain some flexibility around how the cases are travelling and border restrictions, etc. The first block of games will be released over the next 10 days. I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. West Coast, Fremantle, Adelaide and Port will relocate to the Gold Coast prior to 25th of May. For contact training, all four clubs to be there for at least the first 4 weeks of games, including when they leave, which sounds like they'll be leaving to go up on the 25th.
Right.
So all players and officials have now been tested.
Right.
So results, I think they're getting the results today. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see those results. Players and officials obviously under strict protocols for protection. Mm-hmm. As part of these hubs, families are invited to enter the hubs, Jazz. So they
excellent.
Have, but they have to adhere to the strict, well, the same strict protocols that the players and officials have or are held to. So, and that's AFL funded. So how good's that, Jazz? The four
good
teams
win
that
by
have
the players.
Go, very good win. Good win. And in Queensland, because they're going to be in Queensland, no jab, no play, still stands in Queensland.
Okay.
And they're still sticking with four on the bench.
Are they?
Have I given you enough information,
well,
Jazz?
Nah, my boy's up
all the
about.
Key points.
My boy, now.
You feel smarter after that?
I feel smarter, but I feel better knowing that South Australia is now, we are free. We're virus free.
No active
virus
cases.
Free.
So if we don't let it in, it can't start by itself, Jazz. How good is that? Well done, look, South Australia.
Golf clap for everyone that's been involved, but why aren't we playing games at Adelaide Oval? Why are not we seeing our two sides playing at Adelaide Oval, yet in Victoria and New South Wales, they're getting new cases by the hour?
Well, they are.
So the 10 Victorian teams who are just licking their lips are going, oh, yeah, we're here. We're going to stay home. We're going to be playing at the MCG, Etihad Stadium, blah, 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 blah. But our state, mate, what? Nanny state or not?
Well, we should be rewarded, not punished, Jazz. We're getting punished at the moment. Zero active cases, as you said. I mean,
too conservative, Byrne. We are too conservative. 4 weeks ago, we should be flourishing this state.
I know. Well, with the
serious.
Are we a nanny state? That's the question. We're the last state to allow full contact training. We're the last state that's going to allow drinking at pubs and in outdoor areas. So, I mean, we're the last state to ease border restrictions. Are we a nanny state?
We've got no balance. The Prime Minister said, get some balance. We need to wake up our state. SA economy. Mm. We need to wake up our economy. Yes or no?
Yes. 2 weeks
ago. So why are we shutting everything down?
Well,
why there is a stupid rule 10 people can sit outside a cafe in winter. In fair income winter.
Freezing.
Open the bloody damn joint up. We're ready to thrive.
Everyone's
we should have been doing
ready.
This 4 weeks ago. Yes,
everyone's
golf clap.
Ready.
Golf clap to the medical workers and to everyone. Absolutely. We love you dearly. But our state needs to get bloody woken up. The giant bear needs to be awoken.
Yeah, 100%.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Are you with
know.
Me, Sean Craig Murphy?
Yeah, I'm not
Am
sure.
Am I getting out of line here or not?
You know, most of the Triple M family would actually disagree with you, I reckon.
Well, get them on then. If they want to disagree with us, get them on because, mate, it's time to thrive. We are flying and well done. But wake up our state. Wake up our economy. We've got to get back to full engines. All the engines got to start going.
We're ready. We're ready, Jazz. Today proved. Today was a big step, I think. So 133353. Are we a nanny state? Should we open up the floodgates? Should we get the economy back going, like Jazz said?
Aurelio Vidmar says we're a piss ant state.
133353. Furious 5. Starts with F, but that is not the F bomb that Jazz dropped yesterday during the Furious
Fight. Oh, don't worry about that.
I apologise, family.
Dump him.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a dump-free zone apologize. With Furious 5 coming up a little bit later with the Rush Hour, Bernie and Jazz, 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, we've hit a nerve, Bern. The family's responded as we know they are. The Rush Hour family are very passionate with our Triple M station, and you and I just want our state to just open up, go back to full bore, and we applaud our medical team and our nurses and our police who've done a wonderful job. We acknowledge that. But are we becoming too nanny state? Are we too conservative? Is Steve Marshall and our chief medical officer too conservative? We've got to let, mate, no new cases. We are free from the virus.
We've got zero active cases. If we don't let anyone in, surely we can do whatever we want inside the state and it can't get in.
Burn, we've got to wake up our SA economy. It needs to be woken up with a big grizzly bear. Lee from West Richmond. G'day, brother.
Oh, g'day, Jazz. How are you today?
Your take on it, please, mate. Very well, thank you.
Yeah, look, I understand your passion. We need to obviously get things going, but I think you just need to calm the farm a little. The reason we're in such a good position is because we've been so diligent and we've done things so well, and we can't jump the gates. We just need to settle down. And the thing is, if we all keep doing the right things and just control it a little bit longer, we're going to come out stronger and better for it, and we're going to be able to hit the ground running, and we're going to be able to reopen things a lot sooner than all the other states. And, yeah, I mean, we've seen around the world these second spikes that have gone out of control. And, I know it's frustrating at all for all of us. You know, Friday is pub day, but we can't go to the pub.
No. No, and our pub industry's bleeding by the minute.
It's hurting. Need to get them back open.
Burn, let's go to Adam of Elizabeth Park. G'day, Adam.
G'day, Jazz. How are you, mate?
Good, brother. Your take on it?
Oh, I'm with you all the way to the bank here, because, like, we're getting sent there to stay there, but we know there was 5 people from Brisbane who are all having kids soon there within the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Yep.
So they're obviously why they got it up there. And I think it's absolute crap, which why can't we stay here?
Absolutely.
No, exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
We should be playing games of footy here, Burn. Adelaide Oval should be having AFL games of football here. Yep. New South Wales and Victoria are still getting new cases by the hour.
We're getting punished for being ahead of the curve, Jazz.
Well said, Burn. Bryn from Para Hills. G'day, brother.
G'day, mate. Now, I'm just going to say this quickly, Jazz. I think you're becoming Alan Joe's shock job of South Australian radio with your comments. But, mate, listen, end of the day, I've got a mate of mine going to the Murray for the first time since this thing arrived in South Australia with his mates. The state government's opened up everything in South Australia for regional South Australia to earn money from people like you and I, get up there, get out of town and go and have a holiday on the weekends.
Spot on.
100%. Yeah, I'm with it. I just think we should open it up more inside
in the
South Australia, because we're still not allowed to do things. Still restrictions within the state. We've got 0 active cases.
Yep. Anonymous from Ethelton. This could be a drive-by. G'day. Welcome.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yep.
Look, I think you need to take a chill pill, Jazz.
Yep.
My wife works in health, and it's a horrible, horrible virus, and it's still out there. There are people who don't even know they've got it, asymptomatic, and it could turn into a real dog's breakfast if we let it ride. You know, we've done such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a real scary thing, mate. If you see people who are not really surviving from it, and yeah, it's just something we need to back off. We've done so well. We got here for a reason, mm-hmm. and the reason is probably because we're also we're a little bit scared of it, probably. So.
Anonymous, how long? How long should we keep shutting up shop? And how long do you think?
Well, the constantly people are getting tested who have symptoms.
Yeah.
But we don't know the people who haven't got symptoms are not getting tested. So the virus still lives out there. It is, as our PM said, it is still out there. It's going to bite us in the clacker, mate, if we just let it ride. And look what it's done in Victoria.
Anonymous, thank you, mate, and tell your wife she does a wonderful job, and really appreciate your call. Dale of Hillbank, g'day, mate.
Hey, how you going, Jars?
What do you got?
I just think, to start with, you just contradicted yourself. To start with, you said that we should be keeping people out of the state, and then because we're virus-free, but then you're saying we should be playing against Adelaide Oval. What, we're just going to play against Adelaide and Port Adelaide? You can't bring the interstate teams in and then not bring anyone in. I just think that, yes, we need to start opening the economy up maybe in a couple of weeks' time, but you can't be bringing interstate teams and stuff in and then saying we should be playing Adelaide Oval when you've said, look, we should be keeping people out.
Did I say that? Did I say at the start? Did I?
I think you might have now.
Did I? What, bring people in?
No, you just said,
yeah, but fly in, fly out. Fly in, fly out. South Australia and West Australia are the only states that have shut down fly in, fly out. Haven't
they? Yeah, but you've said we should be playing Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, but
what are you going to play? You can't just play Adelaide.
Two South Australian sides play here at South Australia. At least get one game, or us being a hub. Why can't we be a hub if we're the safest place on earth?
Because you've just said we shouldn't be bringing people in. Did I
say that or not?
Yes, you and Bernie both said that.
Yeah. I think you can fly teams in and out without any. They don't have to be. You don't have to see anyone else. Just play the game and get out again.
Mm. Thank you, Dale. No, well,
shutting it down.
Can I? Thank you for the callers too. Been fantastic.
Yeah, very good callers.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars and a fired up Rush Hour family here at 104.7 Triple M.
I might have been misinterpreted about my take on our state, and I love our. I said. And I apologise if I wasn't clear enough. All I was saying was opening up inside our state.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep the border shut. I don't recall saying bring people in, did I?
Well, we just had to listen back to it because...
Dale from Hillbank, yeah. And look, thank you for calling, mate. But no, I didn't say that. I didn't say, did I? We just went back and because we have the ability to...
Yep.
It's all about I want our state, which is shut down and good, to open up. To get things going back to normal, get the pubs and cafes.
Does that include the border restrictions, Jars?
No, keep them shut until.
Keep them shut.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I think. That was the problem he had. He thought you were saying shut them, but then open everything up.
Open up and you know what?
Open up within.
Even a showdown before they fly out.
Well, that's what I said. But they can't.
So at least we get one game
before then.
But I wasn't saying and encouraging, oh, let's bring people in on that. No, I'm sorry. So when I get worked up, that's what happens, Bern. The mouth's going at 5,000 kilometres an hour, but this stupid brain of mine can't keep up.
Doing some work, plenty of work in there at the moment.
Opening up the inside of our state, our beautiful state. Let's get that back to full bore.
I'm all for that. All right? Keep the borders shut. But open up within.
But Anonymous, possibly, thank you for your call. Yep. Adam, Leroy, Brent.
Good calls.
And all the others that missed out. We thank you because this is your show.
Passionate.
Now,
passionate.
What are you?
Now,
sorry, mate. What's going on there with you?
I was a bit disturbed today. I had one of the great days today. Well, what do you I went
mean,
out
disturbed?
The golf course. Well, I'll get to that. I'm playing golf and then I finish. I don't pick up my phone when I'm playing golf.
No,
so
you don't.
After I finish, I pick the phone up, a few messages, and I got sent a video. Of yourself. Now, what you be very? We speak about the pillars and all this honesty and trust and all this. Now, what did you do today? And be very honest, because I've got
I'm always honest. That's my problem.
So, what were you doing?
Well, I went down to the Henley Oval and did some running to stay in some sort of nick for Maz.
So, you call that running?
here we go. Now I know what's going on. Tommy Rotcliffe and Robbie Gray were at the Oval with me.
Okay, well, potentially could have been one of them, but you don't
know. Potentially.
What?
I know who the knucklehead is that sent it through. I was doing some running. Well,
what type of running?
What does it look like? Oh, don't embarrass us, please.
No, no, you look like you were probably trying to run. Or I'd more call that. The thing is, when I was wondering whether
I
got sent a video today of you doing. It looked like you were trying to do 100-100s by the look of
it. No, I was doing 10-100s. And 2-400s.
So I just had to line you up with something behind to see if you're actually running or walking, because you're in the distance a bit. And honestly, there's a duck out there, and the duck passed you. you're both modelling.
Eddie Maguire ripped into South Australia this morning on his breakfast show and Triple M in Melbourne. We'll give you, we'll play the audio to you and give you the chance for a right of a reply coming up soon on Triple M.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
It was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question four.
It's one nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving
it. This could win an award end of the year.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Burn, this quiz brings the community together, as you know, don't you? It brings the community together.
It's everyone's talking about it. Everyone's asking me about it. How do they play? What are the rules? And I can't answer that to them because I don't know myself.
There's a free-to-air network that rang me about doing this.
Oh.
Yeah.
As a full-blown TV show.
As a full-blown segment. Yeah. As a show.
Burjo.
You and I. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mm. Well, but they want the package.
They want
not
the whole
just
lot.
You.
Hunter
you
from Surrey Downs and Bill from Norwood. Now, g'day, Hunter. Welcome.
You're going to need a lot of makeup if you're going to go on TV.
Jeez, give me a drive-by.
I'm already. With you, Hunter. I like that. Oh, good attitude so far.
Good attitude. Now, Bill from Norwood, welcome.
G'day, boys.
Anyway, say hello to Hunter.
Hey, Hunter.
How you going, Bill? You're in a good suburb. There's a bit of animosity going on.
Go the legs.
Here we go.
Now, gentlemen, five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. Be very clear.
How do we find a friend, Jarv?
If you get stuck, just don't jump in. If you get stuck, there's a lifeline available. Jarz and Burn, we have not seen the answers. Trust me. We've only just got been given the questions, the five questions.
As long as you haven't written the questions.
I haven't written. No, our producer, young Jared, the Japanese little drive-by, he's the one that did that. Now,
what
have we got here? Now, 1 point for the correct answer and a minus point for the incorrect answer, gentlemen. Are we ready to play?
Well, there we go.
All right, Bernie Vince.
Didn't he have a question?
What?
Didn't you have a question, Hunter?
No, he's asked it already.
He's already asked it, Bernie. Oh. Question number one, Bill.
Ask the question about phone a friend. Done.
Now we're talking over the top of
each other. Right. You got it?
Go, Burn.
Question one. On what date will the AFL resume season 2020?
Hunter.
Yes, Hunter.
Hunter, just.
11th of June.
Well done.
I was so far in front of him, and it's not even the correct date.
Well, hang on.
What did he say?
He said 11th of June.
He said 12th, didn't he?
No, he said 11th.
No, he said 11th.
Bill.
Bernie, get the wax out your ear.
Here we go.
No, I didn't say that. It's Hunter saying that. I gave it to you. Be careful.
Hunter got it right.
Righto. Question number two, gentlemen. How many AFL clubs will be based out of Queensland for the start of the resume?
Hunter.
Yes, Hunter. Yes, Hunter.
Six.
No, it's eight, mate.
No, it's six.
Six? What? We don't know the answer.
You can count Gold Coast and... What was the question again?
Because
Gold Coast and Brisbane and Perth...
The 14.
The Perth
so it's six, correct. Wait, so six. It's two zip to Hunter. Come on, Billy, let's go. Number three, Burn.
Here we go. How many Crows coaches have there been in the last 10 years? They don't want to lose.
You've got to phone a friend if you need it.
Phone a friend.
Bill, I reckon just.
Yeah, but Bill didn't say phone a friend, did he?
Yeah, but he might want to.
Yeah, no, Bill,
all right, Bill,
go.
Phone go.
A friend.
All right, who you want, Burn or myself?
I'll go Burn for sure.
Oh, no. No.
Good on you, Billy boy. Right, how many, Burn?
I'll go, it was Neil Craig.
Just give us a number.
Bigley, Brenton Sanderson.
You can't. Here we go.
I'm going.
How many?
Six. Boxy, Camper, six. Alley.
Right. Six. He's gone six, Bill.
You're locking that in?
You're going to lock it in, Bill?
Well, I have to, don't I? Can't go back now.
Oh, seven, isn't it?
Seven, yeah.
How many, Camper, Sean? Alley, seven. Forgot, who, yeah. Who were they?
Well, I'm not,
got them
know.
All there?
No, it doesn't matter. I know. Oh, Neil Craig, Mark Bickley, Phil Walsh, yep. Brendan Sanderson, Scott Camperelli, and Dom Pike.
Dom Pike. Well done. So it's two zip at the minute.
It's two minus one, actually.
Two minus one with two questions to go.
Well, I can't win then, can I, boys?
Bill and Hunter, is aardvark a word?
You changed the question.
Hunter.
Bill.
Hunter, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well played. Well, that's it. Question. Hunter, Bill,
have a catch here, boys.
Bill from Norwood's got no hope now.
Well, you still got to go through.
All right, Bill, question number five, Byrne.
What time does Dead Set Legends start tomorrow morning?
Shit.
Hunter.
Bill.
Yes, Hunter.
9 a.m.
Good boy. Oh, well done, hey. Hunter. That's a smashing sweep. Billy. Billy, that's a smashing young man.
Well, if Ben knew the answer, we would have been all right.
Even if... That's a lot of coaches.
Even if Byrne knew the answer, it still would have been 4-1. So
That is a belting.
The delay here from Norwood to the studios is pretty bad.
It's
I
a
got
delay
every time.
Oh, yeah, really?
There's a lot of complaining. Could have a lot of complaining there from Bill too.
Congratulations, Hunter from Surrey Downs. Well played, mate. You've got a football.
Yeah, Triple M footy. Well done. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thanks, boys.
AFL announced today they're coming back on June 11. The ACFL is still running, though. I think we're into round 9 of Bernie's Australian coin flip league, and that's coming up in the next 10 minutes at Triple M.
As I said, Jars, I got sent some disturbing audio today, and it was from the Triple M Melbourne family, the Brekkie Show. And you know what they did today, Jars?
What they did, Ben?
Disrespectful. They disrespected every South Australian on this planet.
Wallow.
They had a segment today, and this is, you're not going to be happy, so sit down, just relax.
Okay.
They had a phoner called Get Stuffed SA. Get Stuffed South Australia.
No, they didn't.
You know what they did?
No, they
didn't.
Yes,
they did. They did, and you listen, I'm not going to even explain it. You just listen to this and try not to swear after.
Somehow, over the in the cover of darkness over the last few years, we have let too many non-Victorians get there. We've had two West Australian Commission chairmen, including the current one. We've got a South Australian running the show. Yeah. Every commentator's got some stupid twang and talking about Czechside instead of bananas. I mean, you go through the names of those who are calling the football these days. And find a Victorian. Find somebody who actually knows what's going on. Guess what happens? When the time comes to bounce the ball, it's left to the big V to carry everything and pay for everything. The Victorian government has to underwrite it, and we let these freeloaders come in and have far too much to say.
So what are we saying? What do you hate about South Australia? Now, I'm actually going to...
Now, Rosemary, you've edited that. They're going to go after me, okay?
I didn't say they did.
It's the fact, Adelaide.
We've got a tweet already from Darren Marks. West End beer annoys me. It's pathetic. That's what we want.
I'm going to concede on West End beer. I'm going to concede on the pie floater as well, the pie that we serve in a bit of...
We've only got one tram.
One triple three five three.
Hey, by the way, the tram. Do you see what's happened this morning?
What happened to the tram in Adelaide?
They've come out and said, oh, there's too many people in the tram. After we told them yesterday. Yeah. They can't even see that. They've only got one tram to look after.
What do you hate about South Australia? Get on the line, 133353. Daniel's on the line from Woodland. What do you hate about South Australia, Daniel?
Woodend?
My issue is, what's with the chants and glance? Do you think they walk home a good distance? When they fall over, do they lose their balance? I mean, they're trying to sound posh, they just sound stupid.
And if you go out with somebody, do you go out with your goyle?
It's very South Australian. John's on the line from Caroline Springs. Tell us about South Australia, Johnny.
I've been on about 8 cricket footy trips to Adelaide and I've seen 3 streets, so I can't be that good at it.
Well, there are, isn't it?
Can't be that good of a
What were the other two apart from Highland?
Yeah. I was going to say.
Somehow.
Johnny, you're a flog. You said you've come over here for 8 cricket trips. Why do you keep coming back to South Australia? Because it's the best place on earth.
Exactly. No,
bunch of wankers, those blokes. Eddie and Darcy. Darcy's a South Australian boy.
Why
he should
he
know better. He's whacking the pie floater.
He's a Victorian now.
Big ruckman that couldn't get a bloody, couldn't take a mark if he tried.
We're trading him to Victoria now. If he's not going to stick up for us in that situation, he can get stuff. So
he's a
flog. I went through a few of them. They reckon only Victorians know footy and should work on footy and commentate on footy. Eddie, get stuffed. Next one. They called us freeloaders. Get stuffed, Eddie. They had a crack at our great West End draft. Now, I was brought up on that,
and that is
mother's milk.
There you go.
So, Eddie, get stuffed with that too. They're having a crack at the pie floater in our tram system. You get stuffed.
Yeah.
At least we've got trams that work. Not like over there in Melbourne, they're all broken down all the time.
That's it.
They're having a crack at us for the way we talk. Well, we can talk however the bloody hell we want over here, okay?
Here.
So, Eddie, get stuffed again. Bloke on footy trips I was going to mention. Don't come here again, mate.
Don't come here again.
Go somewhere else. You know what? We don't want you anyway. Get stuffed.
And you've got to remember, if it wasn't for the interstate size, the VFL competition would have been fair dinkum bankrupt to the inch of its life. And Rosie on the Twitter family, she's spot on. Just reminder, gentlemen, if it wasn't for the other states in Australia joining the AFL, there wouldn't be too many teams left in Victoria.
Oh,
well said, Rosie38 on the Twitter family. 1-3-5-3. Respond, Adelaide. Respond to those Victorian flogs. The graffiti capital of the world. It's dirty and it fair dinkum stinks.
Give me some ammo because I'm going to go back at him.
Luke Darcy.
I want to hear from everyone.
Don't come back again, Luke Darcy. Eddie, don't go near the airport, Eddie McGuire.
1-3-5-3, as you would expect. The Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars, 104.7 Triple M.
Eddie McGuire did a segment on his breakfast show this morning in Triple M called Get Stuffed SA this morning. And what would you like to say to Eduardo? Let's go to the phones before we go to the Twitter family. Hang on, I've just got to punch that out. Billy of Athol Park, g'day, mate.
How you going, girls?
Good, brother. What are your thoughts on what are they saying about us over there?
Oh, I tell you what, mate, the guy from Victoria, if he's been over here 8 times for the cricket and only seen 3 streets, he's a fool. Mate, Adelaide's the best.
Oh,
and the weather over in Victoria, mate, every time I go there, it rains.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yep. Beautiful.
Every time I go over there, Bern, I get a virus. Honestly, I get the flu.
At the moment, yes.
Because you don't know what's going to happen over there. Dirty, grimy place that it is.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Mark of Gawler. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you, boys?
What are your thoughts?
Good. Oh, hey, they can get stuffed. It seems really... they seem to have had a lot of champions from South Australia over the decades.
Yes, they forgot
They're good
about
enough
that.
To steal them. And do you know why Tasmania is where it is?
Was it?
Because they couldn't push it any further away from Victoria.
Good call.
Brilliant.
Jazz, you know what else
Mark,
I heard?
I'd give you a slab if I had one. Brilliant.
You know, I heard when I was listening today, it didn't get played in that audio we played.
Yeah.
They spoke about the footballers that had come over, Kearney and Bradley, all the guns.
Platch,
and they go, no, the South Australian footballs are known to be outside and you couldn't play more than two in the one side because they hurt
you. Don't you dare.
No, I'm telling you, and we need to get that audio because I heard it myself.
You would have
and
just...
That, I was listening to it on a podcast and nearly crashed.
Burn.
Had to pull over.
No, my
burn. And I had to punch a fence because I was just angry.
Let's go to Wakeree. Neil, g'day, mate.
Oh, g'day, mate. Jars, I'm actually from Meter at the moment.
Yep.
I'm originally from Wakeree.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember... You remember the days of Barry Robin, don't you? And we had the premiers.
Yes.
You know, we had the premiership game, interstate game.
In the early 70s, yep.
Yeah. I rode in there on the bike. And it was absolute great joy to see Mel Brown smash out Chesilenko.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it was easy for North Adelaide with Barry Robin. To
Bobby Hammond.
You remember that, don't you?
Mate, I love watching those old... And Jezalenko clapped the great man Barry Robren. I'll never forget that. Thanks, Neil. Thanks for that. I'm going to watch that again tomorrow. Sharon from Highbury. G'day, Sharon.
Jars, how are you?
Good. Line up, please.
Right. My suggestion, Crows and Power back to the SANFL, West Coast Frio back to the Waffle.
Oh.
AFL can go it alone.
Yeah.
They can... Bring back State of Origin, and then we'll show them how it's done.
Oh,
they'll be crawling back in no time.
Music's my ears.
I like it.
Sharon, we had to pay a licence fee, right, to prop up the VFL-AFL because there was those 10 Victorian clubs. They were bankrupt, Sharon. Without the interstate money, they wouldn't be here today.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sharon. Have a lovely weekend. Let's go to Timmy of Meningie. G'day, Tim.
How you going, boys?
Now, what do you want to build?
Look.
Trump's building the wall to keep the Mexicans out. We need to build a wall to keep the Victorians out.
Yeah! What an idea! Hey, I'm watching Narcos Mexico at the moment. That's a big wall.
He's watching Narcos.
I am. I've seen the wall. They dug under it, Charles.
Rush Hour going into overtime here at Triple M.
Presenting now, thanks to Tico Val Stansbury, that's right, it's the Australian Coin Flip League with Bernie Vince.
Cha-cha-cha. Here he is.
Round nine, Charles. Yeah, round nine. So here we go. I'll just run through just quickly the rules. So what I've done, the home team heads, away team tails. Yep. I roll a dice that goes up to 60 for the margin. We do that every round because we don't have any footy at the moment. It. So and the ladder's on the social, so you can keep up with it that way. So Richmond, Geelong on the Thursday night, 10th versus 14th. Geelong by 22 points. So two teams that probably aren't really going to play finals. They're down the bottom, so won't worry about them. This is a big game. North Melbourne play Essendon. Third versus sixth. North Melbourne, the sleeping giant of this competition, won three in a row. They now make it four. They're consolidating that. Look at the reaction from the North Melbourne members. They haven't been up there for a while, Jar, so they're excited. Gold Coast beat West Coast, were top last week. That's four wins in a row from Gold Coast. They're sitting ninth. They're knocking on the door of the top eight and on in some serious form.
Wow.
GWS beat St Kilda, who St Kilda was sitting second. Yeah. GWS were three losses in a row up until then. So big win. Sauce Jacobs again.
Did he dominate?
342 hit outs.
Stop it.
300 of them
to advantage. And 75 marks he took too.
Yeah, I know. And 75 handballs. So he knows the drill. Ruckman handball. Good work from him. Moving on. Hawthorn played Sydney. Two teams down the bottom. Sydney won. Move on. Carlton v Collingwood. Now, Jars, this is top versus bottom. Traditional rivals. God. Collingwood sitting top. Carlton sitting bottom. And Collingwood win and keep Carlton at the bottom of the ladder. 1-8 they are, Jars. 1-8. Yeah. All on a coin flip. Yeah. Still down the bottom.
Yeah.
Moving on. Western Bulldogs beat Fremantle by 19 points, which is a good effort. Now to the South Australian team, Jars. And
Bird.
I am not happy where they're sitting at the moment. Port Adelaide 17th. Adelaide 16th.
Yeah.
What can they do this weekend? Port Adelaide play Brisbane. And Port Adelaide win by 48 points. Yeah. They're back on the winner's list.
Tommy, 1,700 touches.
I'll tell you what, Koshy, I'd be calling everyone dinosaurs this week again, mate, because that got the team over.
Robbie Gray
well
kicked 11, they said.
11, unbelievable from Robbie Gray. And now Melbourne play Adelaide.
Your two
Sunday
clubs.
Night, twilight. Melbourne have four wins in a row. Adelaide in 16th.
I'm nervous.
Melbourne have won by 59 points. The maximum margin, Jazz. What is happening down there? I tell you what.
Where's Tex?
So, well, Tex is coaching the forward line now with Benny Hart out. So I think his mind was elsewhere with all the meetings, extra meetings this week, and he needs to just focus on playing, I think, these days. But that means Port Adelaide jump Adelaide now, 15th and 16th. That is not a good return from South Australia, but good to see Port back on the winner's list.
Well done.
That'll be up on the socials. Ladder will be up on the socials.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.